Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Now we've got Harness Racing and Chris Barsby's going to join us now. Morning, Chris.
Sean, good morning to you and good morning everyone. It's State of Origin night tonight, and as early as predicted, it's an early start at Bathurst tonight. We've got nine races on that program and we get underway at 2.59, so it's all done by kickoff. Michael Dummersy calling all of the action tonight. He's passed on two good bets for the program tonight. He's keen in the first, so race one, number seven, Rock Fisherman. We can get the money early there. Race one, number seven. And the other one he likes comes up in race number seven. He's marked number two, Maximus Red, as a good thing as well. So he's passed on two good bets, race one, number seven, Rock Fisherman, and race seven, number two, Maximus Red. As we know, it's the Winter Carnival here in Brisbane. It's night two on Saturday night. We've got three Group 1 features, including the Group 1 Garrard Sunshine Sprint. And what a race this is going to be. The local hero, Colt 31, he fared best yesterday after landing gate number two, but I'm sure our first guest this morning is certainly going to play a hand in this race and a few others on Saturday night. And he joins us now, Luke McCarthy, the champion driver. He's on line now. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Barrier draw conducted yesterday. Not ideal for your trio?
Not really. With Colt 31 drawing so good, he's, you know, he's the most informed runner probably going through these races at the moment. So he's going to be terribly hard to beat, but you know, they're sitting well and I'm sure they'll run a good race.
Well, representing the stables of Craig Cross, Alter Orlando, he was listed as the emergency, but he gains the start with the early scratching of Major Dan, Cash and Flow making his first run at Albion Park, and Cullenburn backs up after his excellent run last week when second behind Colt 31. Have you made your choice on which one you're going to drive?
Not yet, Chris. Alter Orlando has got a start, you know, I'd be leaning towards him or Cash and Flow, that Anthony Buck would drive Cullenburn. And I'll just have a think about which one I'd drive out of them two now that the other fellow's got a run.
Okay. All three runners are going well. Alter Orlando made his local debut last week, second behind Jesse Duke, who looks a potential star. Cash and Flow was down the line last time out, but excuses there. And Cullenburn, as I said, terrific last week. So all three are going really well.
Yeah, they're all in top form. Cullenburn ran a good race first up in Brisbane last week behind Colt 31. And, you know, he's won a carousel. And Cash and Flow has been going last start in Sydney, threw off the track and went to went 49. It was just in the ground of the track. And then Alter went really good first up in Australia, you know, second in the Premier's Cup, and you know, I'm sure he'll be better for the run.
Just on Alter Orlando, as I said, second behind Self Assured, how do you rate Self Assured?
Oh, look, you can only go off what they're doing, and he just keeps winning, and his times are really good, and the fact that he beat Jesse Duke start before, who's, you know, we know all know how good he is, so you know, they're top class horses, and we'll just wrap with our fella here first up.
Okay, couple of things with the Sunshine Sprint on Saturday night. Are you at all surprised the early scratching of Major Dan?
Probably if he'd have drawn the front row, he's such a good gate speed horse, but drawing the back row, you know, it doesn't sort of suit him as much, but whether that's why he scratched the money might be 100% either. But, you know, if he'd have drawn the front, he definitely would have made the race a bit different.
Yeah, he's such an important scratching. There's no doubt about that. Colt 31, as I said, he's the local star. You've seen plenty of this guy. You've raced against him a number of times. Where does he sit for you, Colt 31?
Oh, he's great horse, and he's probably going as good as his grand's had him. I'd say he's in top form and racing on his home turf. And, you know, he just couldn't be going any better.
Okay. I want to talk about a few other drives that you've got on this program on Saturday night. In the Group 1 Queensland Oaks, you're driving Waz Firebug, third last week against our Princess Tiffany. Is the Kiwi filly across the line?
Yep.
Okay. Short and sweet there. And Jesse Duke, you've picked up the drive on this guy in the South East Derby. Nice drive to get.
Yeah, he's a lovely colt. But, he's one of the top chances, along with Lachlan Barrett, Self Assured. So, really happy to be driving him.
Yeah, this is going to be a good race on Saturday night. Those three horses you just mentioned, they're all really flying at the moment, so this is a good contest.
It is. The Perth pair are obviously really good and in top form, but I'd say Lachlan is my favourite. I would think Dave would hold the front this week on him. He ended up at the Breeders' Challenge and just unluckily got held up and probably should have won that, so I'd say he'll be holding the front. He'll be terribly hard to beat.
Okay. As always, Luke, really appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing your trackside on Saturday night.
Yep. Thanks, Chris.
There's champion driver Luke McCarthy joining us, and he's certainly going to play a strong hand at that program on Saturday night at Albion Park, night two of the carnival. At Menangle on Saturday night, it's a good program there as well because we've got a number of features. We've got the Breeders' Blue Finals. They're $50,000 features for the two-year-olds and the three-year-olds. As we outlined earlier, Major Dan and Early Scratching from the Sunshine Sprint on Saturday night. Tiger Tara, he returns to racing on Saturday night. It'll be interesting to see if Lauren Tritton keeps the drive on Tiger Tara, or does Todd McCarthy go straight back on? Time will certainly tell. Just an update on Ignatius. There was some talk about him possibly heading to Brisbane either for the Sunshine Sprint or next week's Blacks are Fake. It's unlikely he'll be here in Brisbane. So he's obviously not here on Saturday night, and it's very unlikely that he'll be making the trip up for next week's feature, the Blacks are Fake. So Ignatius likely to stay down in Sydney with his trainer driver, James Rattray. Some good news coming through for Steve Turnbull. Atomic Red, he's been back in work for a couple of weeks now and all looks okay. Still very early stages of his preparation, but at this stage, the signs are good. It's been a rotten run over the past 12 months. Of course, he was a runner-up in last year's Blacks are Fake, and that was against Let It Ride. So hopefully he can make a full recovery. But he's been back in work for about a month now. Early signs look really good. An update on Rockin' with Elvis. This was the last starter runner-up behind Be Happy Mac in the Breeders' Challenge in a stunning mile rate of 152.7. Brad Hewitt has confirmed he is eligible for the Breeders' Crown and he is pushing that way. So Rockin' with Elvis is going to be heading to Melbourne for a shot at the Breeders' Crown. David Thorne is a trainer at Menangle that's in good form. He's got a number of smart up-and-comers, but he's expected to be heading north, and he's another one. There's a number of New South Wales trainers based here in Queensland right now. David Thorne is expected to be campaigning here in the next couple of weeks. And just going back to yesterday's meeting at Menangle, Obi-Wan, he looks super impressive returning to racing for Amanda Turnbull. He rated 55.1, but he sprinted up the stretch in 26.4 and did it very easily. Not sure what plans are. They were talking about the Queensland Derby, but obviously time has beaten them. But wherever he goes, he's a horse well worth following. And a couple to keep an eye out for at Newcastle on Saturday night. Pitch Perfect, first up for Roy Roots Jr., coming off a really nice trial last Wednesday night. He makes his Australian debut. And Black Silhouette, the last start Group 1 Breeders' Challenge winner, also stepping out at her local track there for trainer Sam DeMarco. So good to see some quality performers racing at Newcastle on Saturday night. Sean, that's it for On the Pace today. Amanda will be back with you tomorrow, and there'll be plenty more coming up. But as I said, it's a good night coming through at Bathurst tonight. Early start, 2:59. Menangle with a big program on Saturday night as well with their Breeders' Blue Finals. But that is On the Pace for this Wednesday morning.
Good on you, Chris. Chris Barsby joining us there. In a moment, we'll go Greyhounds with Dave Carlton. It's right on 12 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.